on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
We've got a nice Wednesday meeting, Sandown Hillside. A touch of spring in all of these meetings now, heading towards the bigger races. Some promising horses, none bigger than the Jumbo in race number 7, Jumbo Azaki. Warren Huntley, Mark Guest, to join us to look through all of the races and give us their best bets. But before that, let's go to Kane McCartan, Assistant Track Manager at Sandown. How are you, Kane?
Good, thanks, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, really well. Beautiful day in Melbourne. Spring has sprung. What's the track like out at Hillside?
Yeah, beautiful, mate. It's been a nice couple of days and been able to produce a good four at the moment. The going stick this morning was 9.3 and this year was 9.8. So it's a good spot for this time of the year and in probably good position for a good day of racing.
That's great. Perfect track conditions. I see you've moved the rail out 12 metres. So on the Hillside circuit, when the rail moves out 12 metres, what's the usual pattern for the day?
Yeah, look, normally when it's out that far, we don't sort of tend to see them hang off the fence like they normally do on Hillside, but in saying that, we have seen a pretty weird pattern of racing on the Hillside the last few meetings. It sort of has been a bit more on pace and a bit leaderish. So I suspect today it might actually do a bit of a flip around. I think the rail's probably a little bit of marking from previous meetings just on the fence. So the best ground's probably around 4 to 10 metres. So I suspect they may jump off initially, but there's nothing wrong with the fence, so they may head back there once they sort of start to get into it a little bit.
All right, we're in the city. It looks, from where we are, reasonably still day. Will wind play any part today, or what's the conditions out there like?
Yeah, I don't think so. There was sort of no wind around yesterday, and it's much the same as yesterday today. So the only thing will be it's a couple of degrees cooler. We didn't see a lot of changes in the fundamentals in terms of how the track was produced from yesterday morning to this morning. It's walking much the same, so there shouldn't be a huge amount of improvement, but there is a chance there that we could see an upgrade to a 3 at some point through the day.
Good on you, Kane. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Kane McCartan, a 3. When's the last time we raced in Melbourne on the 3? Spring is here. Warren Huntley, how are you, mate?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
What's your, I suppose, view on Sandown Hillside when the rail's out 12 metres? Interesting to hear from Kane that he thinks they might still want to get 4 to 10 metres out on the circuit today.
I was working on the fact that it'd play a bit more like traditional Hillside, but as Kane referenced, a couple of meetings on Hillside recently just seemed to have played a little bit more towards the lakeside version, if for want of a better description, where leaders were that little bit advantage. So I'm hoping that with that rail movement and the fact that way Kane's outlined the track is looking, that it's going to be Hillside where horses off the speed can balance up, and if it's tempo related and they get a chance, they're able to run on. That's what I'm factoring in.
Great to have Mark Guest join us as well. Guesty, overall confidence levels of today's meeting?
I think there's a few winners there. Oh, there's 8 winners, but I mean, I think I'm confident with a few of those. So looking forward to it. I've worked on a fair track. So we'll see how we go.
Let's hope we get it. Let's get stuck into it. Race number 1, the Ladbrokes odds boost is over 1,400 metres. In this race, takeout number 11, Chris Waller's got the favourite. Relucent, $3.50. Pure Legend, $4.40. Holstar on debut for Team Hawks has been kept very, very safe indeed at $5.50. Warning at $6. And then we're down to Drain the Swamp at $9.50. What are you doing in the first, Woz?
Going with Pure Legend, who I thought was terrific here last start, only just narrowly beaten, rode the speed on that occasion. It was on the Hillside circuit, so the track pattern could be a factor here. But first use of the track, going to be somewhere near the speed from a good draw. Ben Mellon up on with 10 ahead of 12. Relucent, who's coming through a good form race last start, and he's an obvious danger. They're two of the main chances for me. I thought number 4, Drain the Swamp's probably looking for 1,400 metres and been solid to the line in both his runs to date over shorter trips. I put 9 Holster in as next best in typical Team Hawks fashion. Hasn't really been tested at the jump outs, but looks to go quite well. 10-12-4-9.
10-12-4-9. Warren thinks the favourites will fight out the finish of the first. Do you agree?
Yeah, it's got fitness on its side, number 10, Pure Legend. Those two runs have been pretty good. You've got form around Wild Choice, the Lifeline at Cranbourne, and then Sandown. It was no match for Anubis, but still was quite a nice effort. So it will be fit and be hard to run down. Number 10. Thought number 3 could go in for second by a lip. This is a bit of value. I thought it trailed okay. And if you look at its run at Terang, I know it might sound like it's not the right form line to come through, but Awesome Mover won that race. So that was quite a nice effort and probably should have won over that 1,400. I think first up, 1,400, it's going to acquit itself very well. Number 3, by a lip at good odds. Throwing in Holster for third, who's had the two jump outs, been okay. Like Warren said, it hasn't been overly tested. And Rillicent, number 12, definitely going in. Its run at Bendigo was quite good. It's only had the two starts. 10-3, 9-12.
10-3, 9-12 for Guesty. Race number 2, the Lapine Funerals, over 2,400 metres. Take out 1, 2, 4, 14. Spanish Points are favoured at 4.20. Wealthy Wolf, 4.40. Fella's Pride, 5.50. $6. Uban Thunderstruck and Kentucky Tornado. Is at $6 as well. Owner of Kentucky Tornado is confident it'll run well. Spanish Points, an interesting runner. The ex-Irish Galloper, who was really good on Aussie debut for Team Williams. Can he go one or two better today, Warren?
I'm with Kentucky Tornado, Michael. I don't have a firm opinion in this race. And with Eckhart and Meteor Light coming out, that would have been very high in my thoughts. I've had to sort of regroup a little bit here. But I've been batting up for Kentucky Tornado, and I think she's had legitimate excuses the way the race has shaped up recently. And you go back to a run, I know it's a while ago now, but over the shorter course, she was running the quickest late sectionals of the day here behind Falls in that race. And then she took a while to get out of maiden grade, but as I said, I think she's had excuses since. So I'm with her in a race where not a lot had surprised me, ahead of 7. Wealthy Wolf, who's so deep into a campaign but continues to run well. I've probably had him on top his last 3 or 4 starts. He'll probably win today when I've dropped off. Another one that I think still on the up this campaign is 11 Converging, and I'm putting her in the mix. I think Linda Meach from a good draw. She can probably settle a little bit closer today. And 3 Spanish Point, as you said, Michael, was okay. First run this campaign, and maybe condition just gave out the last little bit, and he's had a little bit more time to acclimatise. A couple of gear changes. 13, 7, 11 and 3.
13, 7, 11 and 3. That's right, a couple of gear changes. Spanish Point, crossover noseband and tongue tie on for the first time. How do you see it, Guesty?
Well, I thought it was very difficult. I put them in 6-3, 7-9. Number 6 on top, Valor's Pride. I'm going to forgive the last start performance on a heavy 8. I think on a firmer track, you're going to see him acquit himself much better. He did win at Sandown on the hillside before he went out for a break. That was back in February. So he's had the 3 runs in. The two first up goes, a Bendigo and a Chuka, they were really nice runs and then struck that wet track. So 6, in for 2nd Spanish Point, I think another one that will appreciate the firmer surface. It did win over in Europe on a firm track. So I think with the tongue tie going on again, you can really respect the chances of the 3. There's money for it as well. Wealthy Wolf in for 3rd, another one that will be around the money. And going down to Uban Thunderstruck, I could have thrown Converging in or Kentucky Tornado. So it's a hard race. 6-3, 9-7, 7-9.
6-3, 7-9 for Guesty. It doesn't look like it gets any easier in the next, Warren. This looks like another open affair. We could take out 11 and 16. Favourite here is Tavistock Dancer, 4.20 for 80. First Class Streamer, Diamond Bow, 5.50, 7.50. Pierosity, as is She's a Treasure. Can you trim this down or is it just as tough? Warren?
I'm with Tavistock Dancer here, Michael. I've just been impressed in some way with what he's done so far this campaign, and I just think he's the most talented horse in the race. He's had a couple of runs, and I think as Guesty's forgiving horses in the previous that are getting onto firmer ground here, I think that's in the favour of Tavistock Dancer, who's got a winker as a gear change going on today. And I'm with him, Tavistock Dancer, and I think if Hillside's playing the way I hope it to be, he can just get into a nice spot midfield or so. Gee, he's got a good finish on him. I'm with 7. At a 14, Diamond Bow, she can be our own worst enemy at times. Damien Oliver's sticking with her. Another gear change here with the winkers on and the visor coming off. I'd just love her to begin a bit more cleanly, but she does have a good finish on her. She just doesn't do herself any favours with her racing style early in the race. 9, Pierosity, was good winning second up. Could be fitter with that run under the belt. And 5, First Class Dreamer. Another one who won first up, but one I think that was also scratching last week when the track was downgraded. A few of the horses that are going around today were in that position, but I thought one well first up. 7-14, 9-5.
7-14, 9-5. And Tavistock Dance has been really well back today, 4.80 into 4.20. Are you with the favourite as well, Mark?
Well, I'm not totally against it. I've made a second pick. I thought First Class Dreamer did win when resuming, so it's going to come through that run fitter, no doubt about that. I mean, it ran in the Tullock going back to the autumn, but that was on a heavy 10. But previously it ran in the Mornington Guineas and wasn't a bad effort there. So I think, take a position around midfield, forward of midfield, gives it its chance. So 5, the main danger is Tavistock Dancer, number 7. It's had the 2 runs back, so it's a lot fitter. In fact, it had 6 weeks off in between its first up run at Caulfield into the Sandown Hillside run. So you think it's going to be ready now, number 7. The backing suggests that. So 5 to beat 7. 14, Warren's right about Diamond Bow. If it can get away, that's the problem. If it can get away, well, then it's going to be pretty competitive. The winkers go on again, I see, for the Wendy Kelly runner. So 14 in for next pick, and it will be Spitter. It's had two runs back. She's a treasure I'm putting in. She's got a fair few gear changes, including winkers on for the first time. It wasn't beaten that far, but that was over a lot further, getting back to a distance where I think it's going to be reasonably competitive with a little bit of value. Damien Lane for the Eustace Maher team. 5, 7, 14, 12.
Race number four is one of the intriguing races of the day. We've had a few scratchings, unfortunately. Take out 2, 6, and 7. It leaves only a small field, but gee, it's a select field of horses which have good form for this time of year in this type of race. Sun City's a favourite. Team McAvoy at $3.20. Vivaro, $3.50. Yulong Savings is at $5. Mockery, $6. $7. Ginny Ann and Lucifer's Reward, $8.50. That gives you some indication as to the openness of this race. $8.50 is the longest price runner in the race. Tony McAvoy, Calvin McAvoy, two runners in the race. Sun City, Yulong Savings. This is what he had to say with the Breakfast Boys this morning.
Yulong Savings, he ran second unluckily in that stakes race at Flemington, and we took him to Sydney for a golden slipper chance, and he ran into a heavy 10. So the good four is going to be very good for him. And Sun City, he was a leading contender for the Magic Millions, so he won a stakes race at up at Doomben, and just showed that he is a real quality two-year-old, and unfortunately got an infection in his joint. So it's lovely to have him back, and this is just a nice soft kick-off for these two boys, but I'm expecting them to be really competitive today.
Gee, it's going to be intriguing. Guesty, there was a huge boom on Sun City before he made his debut up in Queensland after running second in his first start at Flemington. Tough race. How do you put them in for race number four?
Yeah, well, there's a few chances. I wanted to see Wilmont Pass step out as well, but it's been scratched because I thought it had a really good chance. But I went with number four, Lucifer's Reward. I was quite taken by its recent jump out of Caulfield. That was back on the 20th of August, over 800 metres. It did lead, and it did it quite easily. And we've seen the class of this animal, third place to Caulfield behind Super Seth. When it covered ground in that affair and did win at Moonee Valley on debut over 1,000 metres. So I think it's going to be in it for a long way and nice value too around the, what is it, about 8.50 or something. So I think number four is a great chance. One Sun City, I can't knock its form. It did win a stakes race up at Doomben, defeating Rome, Cremerick, and their handy horses, and it did return with that really nice trial at Cranbourne. So there's no knock on it, of course. Four to beat one. Number nine, Vivaro from the Godolphin Yard. It'll acquit itself pretty well. It'll be up on the speed. And three, Yulong Savings. It was very keen in its recent jump out. It wanted to settle a bit more, but it's got the class. But on the jump outs, I wasn't overly enthusiastic. 4-1-9-3.
4-1-9-3. Guess he's gone for the outsider in the field of six. Warren, do we need to put them all in the last leg of the early quaddy?
Well, it wouldn't shock me, Michael. As Guesty referenced, Lucifer's Reward's got four-man Super Seth and has jumped out well. But I love the trial, and in particular a jump out down the straight for Sun City where he just trucked up really nicely. And he's obviously got the weight with the 63 kilos being offset for Lewis German. But that's because he's a stakes winner, and he's a lovely, strong sort of horse. The claim's good, and I like the way he's coming to hand. He's got a tongue tie on. Got him ahead of Yulong Savings. Most recent jump out, he didn't have his blinkers on and he wears them race day, so maybe it could just produce an improved performance on that jump out. But I guess he would like to see him do a little bit more at that jump out, but he does wear the blinkers here. 9, Vivaro comes down with some different form lines from the Godolphin operation, from a good draw with Damien Lane aboard. And 5, Mockery. I think he's going well. Seems to have been able to mix her racing style a bit somewhat. Early days was on the speed and now seems to be racing well coming from off the speed and did chase a fast one in Lady Solly last start. 1, 3, 9, 5.
1, 3, 9, and 5. Four down, four to go. We'll be back with the quaddie at Sandown.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Racing on the Sandown Hillside Circuit today. Race number 5 is the first leg of the quaddy. In this leg, we can take out 5 and 7. The favourites, Lassiter, Team McAvoy, $3.40. Varda, $4.40. Lady Solly, $5.50. $9 for Punksy. This is what Tony had to say about the chances of Lassiter this morning.
He's great. She's talented, truly a talented mare now. Really been impressive in her two wins, and looks like she may have improved a little bit as well. So solid little race this, but she'll sit off them and nice and quiet and look for her to be charging home late.
There's no doubt it is a solid little race, as Tony McAvoy said. Good form lines in this race. Warren, who are you with?
I might be right off beam here, Michael, but I'm going wide in this leg of the quaddie, and I loved a recent jump out at Ballarat on the synthetic of number 4, Shotgun Rosie. That looks good speed in this race, and I'm going to go with her at odds ahead of Lassiter. I might have missed it, but I couldn't find a trial or a jump out for her, but she's talented, and it's only 1,000 metres first up. She's unbeaten, and as Tony McAvoy said, she may have improved, and she'll just sit off them and work home, and there does look to be good speed in the race. I think they're trying to teach Varda to settle that a little bit more from what I've seen from her at the jump out. She's a talent and must include. And Calzini comes back to 1,000 metres, had a litany of excuses at recent starts. 1,000 metres might be the query, but in a wide leg of the quaddy, I'd be including her, and I'd even be going wider and including Punksy. I put them in 4, 6, 15 and 3.
4, 6, 15 and 3, a $23 chance in the first leg of the quaddy for Warren. Who do you like, Mark?
Well, I can see where Warren's coming from with number 4, Shotgun Rosie. I mean, it's had the two jump outs have both been very good. One was over 600 metres at Pakenham, both on synthetic, and then the Ballarat effort was very good. But I've left it out. I mean, I could be wrong, but I just left it out of my calculations. I thought 15, Varda, I was very taken by its recent jump out. Looked very good. There seemed to be plenty left. Yulong Savings has come out of that jump out, and we'll see how it goes a little bit earlier. And I'm sure if it runs well, Varda will firm right up. I mean, this is when its debut effort at Bendigo and then went to Flemington and ran in the Breeders behind Flip. So it's got some ability. I think it's come back really well. So 15's one of my specials. 6 for second, Lassiter. I mean, it won at Bendigo on debut, defeating Tafane, who's a pretty handy galloper. And there was a big margin to the third horse that day. Then it went out for a break, came back and won at the Gawler. So the definite danger. 15 from 6. Number 14, I'm throwing in Punksy is a chance. And number 8, Germanotta, for those Lady Gaga fans. Numbers 15, a special from 6, 14, 8.
All right, let's move on to race number 6 now. 15, 6, 14, 8 in the second leg for Guesty. And this is a hot race. Lakes Folly, a big boom on it, is the favourite. We can take out 3, 14, 16, 17. Lakes Folly, $2.80. Excused, great form lines, as does La Falaise, both at $5. And then it is a big jump to a clear breeze. Is it a three-horse race or could it be a one-horse race here, Guesty?
Yeah, I'm very keen on Lakes Folly. That win at Wangaratta was excellent, and then it's had that trial. It jumped out on the 28th. So after the trial, it's gone to Mornington. It led, wasn't pushed out at all. Gee, it looked very good. I think it's another special on the program. So Lakes Folly number 2. Thought number 10 you could throw in. La Falaise was a nice effort in the group through the Quizette at Caulfield Beyond Exhilarates. It's going to improve off that performance as one second up. 9 askews coming through the same race. Got to respect it. And it wasn't far from Falaise and askews finished close together. And 8 next, Eclair Breeze, who did trial very well. Look for a bold showing first up. But extremely keen on number 2, Lakes Folly.
2, 10, 9 and 8. You can't get any better form than smashing Condé's Express on your racetrack debut. Is this a good thing, do you think, Warren?
Gee, I like the way he's coming to hand. Worth noting, Condé's Express didn't have his blinkers go on until he got to Moonee Valley, and that's when he really came to the fore. But the previous version of Condé's Express without the blinkers on was still solid. And I agree with everything said about Lakes Folly, and I love that jump out at Mornington. And I agree with the market. I think there's 3 horses you need to include here, but top selection is number 2, Lakes Folly, who might have a real upside. 9 excuse, Chase Hart behind Exhilarates. Last start, and number 10 Falaise didn't get a chance to chase in that race. She was held up. That's the other form line that I'm including, and a gap to number 15 Defence Attorney, who trialled well going into winning first up and at least has a little bit of race fitness on his side. 2, 9, 10, 15.
2, almost a good thing. 9, 10, and 15. And the punters will be hoping the good things continue to roll in. Jumbo Azaki, a short price favourite in the next Tarwin. 2, 5, 7, and 11 are out. Jumbo is at $2.15. 3, 10, Rocks the Castle. Taxu, $7.50. Ballet Master, $9. He was pretty confident, Philip Stokes, when I spoke to him about Jumbo Azaki a little earlier.
Yeah, very happy with Scratch last week. The track sort of got downgraded. Look, he just had a solid gallop here on the grass on Saturday. He pleased it. Looks a nice race for him. The top weight, obviously, is the one to beat. And he'll get a lovely run from the barrier. And, you know, you should see the real Jumbo. He'll get every chance.
Does he win today, Warren?
I think he does, Michael, but I do want the insurance of Roxburgh Castle. But it does look reasonable speed in the race, which will suit him. Taxi will go forward with Roxburgh Castle. And I actually don't mind the fact that with the rain last week, he's now on the hillside circuit other than the lakeside circuit. And I'm with him, Jumbo Ozaki, and like him. But I want Roxburgh Castle on my side in the quaddie. The Age of Chivalry form line is obviously very good, and Roxburgh Castle will be fitted with that run under the belt. 13 Taxi will be somewhere near the speed, and then 3 Ballet Master gets Ollie with a few gear changes, and Ollie was able to lift him to victory a couple of starts back. But a skinny leg of the quaddie for me. 12-1, 13-3.
12-1, 13-3. Is it skinny for you as well, Guesty?
Well, you could take him one out, Jumbo Ozaki, or you could go a little bit wide just so if he happens to get beaten, well, you throws a bit of value in the quaddie. Number 12, Jumbo Ozaki. Gee, it's a big weight drop on his last run, 4.5 kilograms, and you know that was it was in the wrong spot at Flemington on that heavy surface. He's going to benefit from that, and if you look at his runs previously, well, he's the one to beat, no doubt about it. Number so 12, Roxburgh Castle, the main danger off that second placing behind Age of Chivalry over this distance, 1400 meters. Got to throw it in, of course. Ballet Master coming back in distance on a better track might help, and Aristocratic Miss goes well on this track. And had a little bit of a freshen up since its last run. Wouldn't surprise to see it running on strongly. 12-1-3-4.
12-1-3-4. Last race. Take out number 11. The favourite, Tony Nakone's got the Pippi form. $4.40, $4.60. Fine Dane. Deep Euphoria, $5. Find us the winner in the last, Warren.
I'm with Tony Nakone and Deep Euphoria. They're the two that I think are the keys. And I prefer Deep Euphoria with perhaps a bit more sticking out of the ground, but she's a winner on good ground, and I think it's a case of what might have been behind Sir Calais last start. She could have won that race. So I've got her just ahead of Tony Nakone, who has that Pippi form line, as you referenced. And a couple of first uppers I think we've got to include in the quaddie. They're both talented. Numbers 9, Crystallise, and 8, Fine Dane. 6-3-9-8.
6-3-9-8. Where do you see the last, Guesty?
Yeah, I think it's a hard race. Number 8 on top, Fine Dane, who is resuming. It did jump out very well. It's unbeaten first up and got the claim too with 55.5 it'll carry. So it'll be a strong chance. Number 5 in for second, Vainstream, who's, it can show us. It'll probably be midfielder, so I know it's only a small field, but it'll probably be off the speed. And on its best, you'd see it competitive. 9, Crystallise, who did jump out very well, wasn't pushed out at all. And Damien Oliver rode it in the trial, and he's riding there again. So first up goes well, Crystallise. And 6, Deep Euphoria. And I'm throwing Tony Nakone in the quaddie. 8-5-9-6.
8-5-9-6. How do you play today, Guesty?
Well, the two specials in race 5, number 15, Varda. And Lakes Folly, race 6, number 2. And my value bet would be Lucifer's Reward, race 4, number 4.
Give us
the quaddie, 15-6-14 in the first leg. Second leg, 2-10-9. 12-1-3-4, Jumbo Ozaki one out. And then 8-5-9-6-3.
Good luck today, Guesty. And what's your play of the day in quaddie?
Jumbo Ozaki, my best, Michael, and Shotgun Rosie at good odds. Race 5, number 4, my value for the quaddie. Wide in the first leg, 3-4-6-14-15. Numbers 2-9-10 in the second. 1-12 in the third. Home with numbers 3, 6, 8 and 9.
Good on you, Woz. Good punting today, mate.
Thanks, Michael.